Your boy is doing the SSE Arena in Belfast this year again, but we're not doing multiple shows. We're doing one night with a full hall at the SSE Arena in Belfast, 20th of October. It's going to be absolutely lit.
Will you fuck up, dude?
Wrong button. Tickets are on sale now, ticketmaster.ie. Snap them up, guys, and we'll see you there. We'll start the podcast now.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Our sponsor, as usual, is manscaped.com. Do not shave your ball bag with this murder weapon that I bought exclusively for cutting up Amazon packages in our back garden because it was absolutely up to my tits in fucking cardboard, so I had to buy that. But it also just looks cool to have lying around, doesn't it? That's what dudes like. Dudes need weapons just lying about, don't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're sponsored by manscaped.com. As usual, shout out to Manscaped. You know, is it even a real podcast if you're not sponsored by Manscaped? I don't think so. You know the crack, guys, coming into the summer. You want to be strolling about with that glistening bag, that taut, smooth pouch. And there's no better tool for the job than a Manscaped. They've got the Lawnmower 4.0. Are they still on that? 5.0? 6.0? Who knows? They've got a new point every week. It's got all the functions, waterproof, anti-snag. It's got a light on it. You can shave your nuts, you know, in a blackout. It's unbelievable. And I would suggest you buy the care package. It's a little leather travel bag. It's got everything in there. It's got the ball toner, ball deodorant. It's got boxers, which, let me tell you something. See when you shave those nuts and dangle them into those soft boxers? You'll be a new woman, I swear to God. And if you listen to this podcast, of course, this is a premium product. And if you use the code GEMBANT1, you get 20% off, which is very substantial. And like I said before, shut up. And if like I said before, use the code GEMBANT1, you get 20% off. And if you shave those pubis, you know, you're adding 20% onto the length. And you will be, as Niall would say, slung.
Slung.
Manscaped.com, use code GEMBANT1. Our second sponsor is the Calm app, who were, you know, that was initially provided by our podcast network. And now we're in talks with them directly. So we must be flogging some apps around here. So shout out to the Calm app, the world's number one just well-being app. It's got everything in there, breathing techniques. It's got guided meditation, which people laugh at. You know, like, oh, you do meditation, bro. See if you get one of them things on that talks you through it for 20 minutes. You get up, you're floating. Who needs drugs when you've got sitting there being quiet, you know? And they've got the nighttime stories. They've got everything in there. And it's great. And if you go to calm.com/banter, you get 40% off your yearly subscription. You're going to be so calm. You won't need to do anything. Incredible. Calm.com/banter. Let's start the podcast again. Take two.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
So we're here. This podcast is going out. When will this go out? This will go out
Tuesday.
Yes. Right before we go to the Edinburgh Fringe. And there's a lot to talk about, but I feel like we should really start with some very important news, which is that there is a chippy somewhere that has their menu in Ulster Scots. Sometimes I do this podcast and go, what did I talk about this week? And then Jesus steps in and he's like, you take this and you run with it because this is absolutely incredible. Like as if, you know, I'm not doing the usual thing, which is people are like, Ulster Scots, that's not even a real thing. It obviously is a real thing because these... You know, this chippy has it translated here. My question is, though, is, you know, is an Ulster Scots person going in and seeing the word chips and going, what the fuck is that? You know? So they've got the translation right beside it. This incredible chip. Bristle tatties. Now, I'm not going to pretend to dissect any of this. This is brilliant. Chip body, you know, someone's gonna look at that and be like, I don't know what the fuck that is. A chip body, what is it? Don't worry, it's a bristle tatty piece. It's incredible. Cheesy chip. I mean, the typography needs work here. It just keeps getting smaller and smaller. Cheesy beans and chip. beans and bristle tatties with a wean of cheese. So extra, isn't it? So extra. Cheesy beans and chip. Beans and bristle tatties. As if, yeah. Do you want cheesy beans and chips, bro? What? Hey, me? I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Oh, pardon me. Beans with bristle tatties with a wean of cheese? Cheesy gravy chip. Beans, bristle tatties with a wean of cheese. Same thing. Oh, wait. Oh, brie. Oh, brie? Do they just call all cheese brie? What sort of cheese is that? That's brie. That's brie, brie. Double brie. Fuck me. Fish. Fash. You know? Different types of fish. Whiting. Whiting. Cod. Keelan. Battered scampi. Battered brains. I got a cramp in my neck there. Oh, dude. I creaked my neck laughing. Oh my god, what did I do to my neck? Oh, stop the podcast. Oh my god, what the fuck? I laughed myself cramping there. I cramped my neck. I deserved that. That was the fucking Ulster Scots god.
Don't you be making fun of me, you cunt.
Breaded scampi. Prains with a heel of grimmelt bread. Jesus Christ, they're really making work for themselves here. That was like Mickey's old bit when he was like, you know, Hoover, floor sucker. Too much, it's too much shit. Prains with a heel of grimmelt bread. Burgers, we move into burgers. Clap it, munch. Clap it, munch, nabab. Clap it, munch. How do you get there?
Don't know.
And then, you know, we go into the sub menu of burgers. Hawaiian burger, clap it, munch, nabab with a peanut and maroon. I get it, like, you know what I mean? A burger with a pineapple, like a round bit of pineapple. Clap a munch and a bat with a pineapple roon. Do you want chips with that?
What do you mean? Bristle tatties? Chuck them in.
What else we got? Chicken fillet burger. Bristle chucky collop and a bat. Look at that. That'd be good, you know, if you were like trying to secretly be like, check out the tits on this girl. Check out the chucky collops on this. Yeah, we chucky collop. Hot dog. Hit bag. Sassenger in a lang bap. Yeah. Can I have a hot dog? What's that? Well, let me describe it to you. Sassenger in a lang bap. Say what you see.
Sassenger. Sounds kind of German.
Hit bag. Chicken. Chicky. You see, chicken breast, they've changed it there. Fillet must be collop.
Yes.
And agreed. And breast must chicky breast. Chicken leg. Chicky shank hunch. Hoach. What? There's a section there that says general, which is exactly the same font we use, near enough.
Nice.
General Butler.
Sausage. Sassinger. Sausage. Lank. Slanger. Lank is obviously like link, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Because Scottish people are big into that. You get the square sausage, which are banging.
Yeah.
And then you get the link sausage. We'll be here all day, guys. So we're only getting started. Battered sausage. Battered sausage. Whatever from above. What? That sounds like a fucking "And So I Watch You From Afar" song. Battered sausage, in brackets, whatever from above. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? We are whatever from above with our new song, Bristle Tatties. Pasty? Pasty. Dressed pasty bap. Tifted pasty bap. Cowboy Summer. Reavers, mate. What? Beans! Beans! Peas! Peas! And now we're down into the subcategory of sausages. Our sauces? Curry, gravy, brie, dips, dukes. Any dukes, lad? They'll be made at the fucking McDonald's drive-in.
Hey, Duke's in there, lad. Drinks, Slockners, tins, tannies, water, water with two T's. Can I have a glass of water? What? Water? Oh, yes. 500 millimeter bottles, 500 millimeter jars, small bottles, small tubs, wee bains, cokes. And that's it.
Shout out to the Ulster Scots.
Some of it makes sense, you know, peas, pays. Some of it does not make sense. Clap at Mansion and Bat with a wean of cheese. How long would it take in a chippy and up here? Imagine you were ordering for the full family. You'd be standing behind some cunt, like, wrap it up. Phone it in. Every time you phone a chippy too, they're like, you know, it's like a lot of noise. Fryers and all the extractor fans go in the background. Hello, what can I get you? Can I just clap at Mansion and Bat with a wean of cheese? Say it again. Clap at Mansion and Bat with a wean of cheese. Say it again. What else do you want on it? I'd know, wee lock of dicks.
Can I have a wee portion of Bristol Tatties?
It'd be a funny experiment to get Aaron McCann to just ring a regular chippy.
Oh, yeah.
And just try and have him order in that.
Yeah.
That is fucking... Bristol Chicky Collop and a Bap. But then, is Bap not a different... Oh, yeah. No, what's the winner there? Hot Dog has to be the winner. Hitnig, Sazinger and a Lang Bap. If I had to break it down into bits there. Sazinger and a Long Bap. But I will implement a lot of these as slang from now on, I think. Show us them Chicky Collops there, you dirty bitch. Tiftit. Tiftit pasty bap. What a strange world.
Oh, yeah.
I actually talked about that cooking show where the girl was like Ulster Scots. And, you know, she was like, oh, today, right? You know, you eating a soda bap? You know, and then someone got on to me. They were like, fucking, don't you slag her off. She's fucking, she's the queen. The legendary Ulster Scots cook that knocks about. Anyway, what a start to the show. Welcome, guys. Show us your chicky collops. It's been a busy week. We did the old SSE thing up front there. Guys, we're doing a bit of a relaunch on the SSE show. We're relaunching it, and if you go to colingettis.com, you can get everything. You know, I'm not going to go through all the stuff. We've got a tour going on. All the gigs are up there. Got the SSE show there up there. We've got the Edinburgh Fringe show coming up. We're heading over, me and Niall, in a car.
Yeah.
Day trip, just playing Creedence and fucking smoking vapes out the window. Fuck yeah, stopping off for a lot of fucking battered brains. Where would they understand that, though? That's what I'd love to know. Your chipper menu in Ulster Scots in case. I wonder where that is. I'm dying to know. But anyway, conguest.com, get it all. It's all up there. People were asking me about my general apparel blue long sleeve. It's also available up there.
Oh, yeah.
We're plugging everything. I'm just back from Dublin last weekend at the Paddy Power comedy festival at Ivy Gardens. And I was listening to Blind Boy recently, and, you know, one of the questions at the end was, would you do a full episode on gambling addiction? And he's like, I don't really like anything to do with gambling. I'll not even do a gig if it's sponsored by a gambling company. And sure enough, he wasn't on the lineup this year. So, and he was on the last one that I went to. He was headlining one of the tents. So he must have put the foot down. I'm not fucking doing it. But yeah, we went down there. Unbelievable. I've never been to a more sort of like, apart from Glastonbury, like a very middle class event. Do you know what I mean? You get a lot of Dublin kind of ha-ha types. But we were going down. I was late as fuck. And I was like, right, we're going to just be able to check into this hotel and get across the Ivy Gardens here. And there was a fucking fire, I think, in that tunnel. You know, that tunnel you go through. I mean, what an absolute nightmare scenario.
Fuck me.
Not for the person burning to death, for me being late. It's amazing how quickly you don't give a fuck about anyone else when you're late. You know, it's something to do with you. You're like, oh my God, for fuck's sake, what rude bastard decided to fucking put their car on fire today, of all days? Do you not know I'm supporting Tommy Tiernan? You cheeky bastard. And
So we had to go like the long way around in the Dublin. And of course the fucking hurling final was on or something. So the place is just full of cunts, like, and couldn't move at all. But eventually got there, got checked in, and yeah, just, it was very hot. It was very, very hot. And we opened for Tommy Tiernan, which was exciting. And it's funny because I went into the venue and Carl Spain, who was emceeing the gig, he was standing talking to Tommy Tiernan, and Tommy Tiernan was like at this little press office, and there was like a metal barrier and then another metal barrier that I imagine was there for like a queue at one point, you know, like a zigzag queue. And Tommy Tiernan's just standing beside this thing, and I go up, I was like, I'm gigging with him, I might as well go and say hello to Carl and whatever. And I went up and was like, well, what's the crack? And he goes, he's like, Colin, I don't think we've met. And I was like, we have not, Tommy. How could you forget this face? And then I shook his hand and I was like, oh, and then I was like, is this your little fucking VIP area? It looked like he was just in a wee, he was just caged off. I was like, is this your area? And he goes, yes. He's a cool guy, you know?
Very cool.
Cool. He's got fucking wee tattoos in his fingers, no?
Oh, does he?
Wee tattoo in the hand, you know, he's all fucking silver rings and.
Magician.
yeah, exactly. He looks like a fucking, what do you call that guy? Paul McKenna. Do you remember that guy? Is that the guy? What do you call that guy? He's the fucking on a second. Niche reference. Nobody, he's very like, oh no, he does not look like him anymore. Okay, I'm going off an old reference. Okay, he looks nothing like him. Where did I pull that out? Edit that out. That's bad. That's a bad reference. But yeah, he's given, he's got that sort of like, he's obviously Tommy Tiernan. He's fully his own thing, but he's got that vibe of like, he's like Ireland's Billy Connolly, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just this kind of world-traveling, old wise, you know, yarn teller. And he's all fucking, you know, got all the tattoos and looks all mysterious. Nice jacket, nice boots, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Cool guy. You know, that sort of like, I look like a rambling, you know, raconteur. But you know the jacket's 8 grand, bro. You know, yeah. One of them ones. Oh, I'm wearing my dusty old boots.
Red wings, 3 grand.
You know? You know, this ring looks like I dug it up in the desert, but you know, it's, you know, this is blood diamonds, is what I'm saying. No, but it was great. And he's such a, it's funny to, you know, obviously I'm not going to fucking pester anybody, but like, it's funny to see a guy like that. And obviously, nothing ever changes. Like, he's kind of like, he's saying hello and he's nice and whatever, but then he's kind of just pacing up and down like everybody else. You know, he's walking up and down fucking. I went to the toilet at one point. He was just standing by a tree. I was like, well, Tommy, that is so Tommy Tiernan, man. That's so Tommy Tiernan, just to be standing beside a tree, you know, not on his phone, not doing anything. Just, hey, Tom, wait for a pish in this fucking, in this plastic box over here. But see, inside that tent, there must have been about maybe like 1,500 people in this tent. And, this marquee thing, and fuck me, the heat was absolutely disgusting. Like Carl Spain went on, he was wearing, like, terrible choice. He's wearing like a baby blue shirt, and he went on and it was like one color, and then he came off and it was like totally enough. Like he'd seeped through everything. I was like, is it warm up there? And he goes, it is, it is. But everyone was just fucking sweating buckets. Like I was doing my set, and I was like looking out into the crowd, and everybody's just going like this, just fucking absolutely soaked. But it was a good experience. I did better than I thought I was going to do in that scenario, you know. Got laughs where I wanted them. And then we got off. And then, you know, it's just funny. It's just one of them things. You're just walking about like, you know. Oh, there's fucking fire alarms now. Oh, you know. Sort of like, oh, yeah. I forget that of like how many people you know. And then in that scenario as well, you can sort of walk up to people who... like you maybe follow them and they follow you and you've never met them, but you can just be like, well, what's the crack? And then you just, you know, you chat away. One of the good things about the internet, probably.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, you're just like, I know who the person is. They know who I am. We've never met, but you know, we can run into each other and be like, oh, well, what's the crack? Met a load of people. Jason Byrne, fucking, you know, everyone was knocking about. In that VIP bar, everybody just fucking staring over each other's shoulders. I was talking to a couple of people from Virgin Media down south who were shooting a comedy show, and I was like, here, nip on up the Laveries, lads. Nip on up, make an old documentary. The people will thank you. steaming. I was kind of steaming. I was like drinking during the day, which I haven't done in a while, and with no baby with us, obviously. So me and Moira didn't know what to be at. Just fucking run about, drinking pints, had some dumplings. Exciting. And that was it. We literally like burnt ourselves out and were in bed at like 10:30. It was hilarious. Shane was in and out because the wife's about to drop a baby. So he's just fucking in and out. And that was it. Not very exciting. Just fucking, you know, you have a couple of pints and then you're like, we are normally in bed by now. And then just went to the hotel and like literally fell asleep in our clothes. Like we've been executed in the room. Had aircon and all. Blasted up. Minus 15 degrees. Trying not to die. It's the first time ever I've woke up and I was like, I'm actually freezing right now. I think I've got the flu. But that was it. Next day, went down to Dublin, went for some, walked around. There is this weird frustration now where like you're so used to lockdown type stuff, ordering on Amazon, getting, you know, if you say you were like, oh, I want a pair of fucking black, you know, Nike shoes. You would just be like, there's my selection. It's at the house the next day. I was walking around Dublin, like, I'd love to buy something. And just every shop I went into, I was like, I can't pull the trigger when I'm seeing it all in front of me. You know what I mean? Fucking can't make a decision. Oh, do you have this in a size 11? No. Oh, well, what the fuck are you open for? Just get so frustrated immediately. Have you heard of Amazon? Have you heard of ASOS? You're going to be out of business. Just conscious. And then we went to this Italian restaurant. We're just walking down the street and we're like, there's no point in doing that thing where you just look for days for somewhere to eat. And Maureen was like, oh, you walk past someone there eating a pizza. And she's like, oh, I'd fancy a pizza. And then I've got some absolute 10 out of 10 standing outside this restaurant. You don't get it in Belfast. I don't think it would work. You know, we have the barker outside just standing there like, hello guys, you fancy somewhere? You see it a lot on holiday, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You walk past somewhere and they're like, hello, you all right? You want to eat? What you want to eat tonight? Oysters? What do you want to eat? The fucking, what do you want for dinner? Chucky breast shank? Huh? You want some for dinner? Prince with heel of grimmel breed? You know, you're walking through the middle of fucking Tenerife. All right, hello, good evening, guys. You want Bristol tatties and a duke? Hey, you look fantastic tonight, guys. You want Sassinger and a langbap? We got it here, baby. Fuck yeah. You want for tonight? You having a couple of drinks? You want beans and Bristol tatties? We have winner cheese. We got it, baby.
But not in Dublin. They just had this fucking, like, American girl standing outside, just, you know, she's probably going, I don't need to say anything, I'll just stand here with this menu looking all like And people will just come over and be like, hello, I'll have whatever you've got. Thank you. So we end up getting a pizza, and then we got this is what you can do nowadays. You can write on the thing, rosemary and parmesan fries with truffle oil. And I was like, fuck yeah, who am I, Bourdain up in this bitch? And what did they bring me? Cheesy chip.
No.
A load of Bristol tatties with a wean of cheese is what I got. It was just, like, you know, they're probably just banking on people not knowing anything about food. But if you knew anything about food, you'd be like, sorry, I ordered Parmesan rosemary fries with truffle oil, and this seems to be McCain's oven chips with...
Dremor.
With Dremor grated over the top, quite coarsely. You tramps. But it was good. And then I swear to God, see that day, see, because we had no child with us, 4 naps. Like that morning, woke up, breakfast, back to bed, went to sleep, got up, went into town, came back to the hotel, slept again. Nearly missed the fucking gig, rushed over, went in, did the gig. And then finally at the end of the weekend, it like rained. But it was great. It was great times. Fucking did the gig. Came out, was speaking to someone for a second, and then all of a sudden the gig emptied and fucking I was taking photos of people for about 20 minutes. It's great. People were like, oh, fucking man, seen you at Kevin Hart and all that.
Oh, nice.
Oh, listen to the podcast, man. Fucking right. All dubs as well, like. And then just the odd one, and we're like, well, mate, I'm from Fermanagh. And you're like, oh, fuck off, you're in the crack here. Just when you think you're going, we're breaking out, you know, we're breaking out. There's a bit of growth going on with this podcast. Talking to all these Dubliners. Great times, great times, great times.
Well, lad, I come down here to sell heroin.
There was one couple, and the girl was like so fucking domestic abusing the fella. Like, she's come over, she's like, "Can I get a photo? Can my boyfriend get a photo with it? He fancies you." And then she was like, "Fucking get in the photo, you stupid bastard!" Like, shouted at the guy, and the guy's like, "Ugh!" It's like, it's gonna be a long drive home for you two. Can my wanker of a boyfriend get a photo of you? Because he likes you more, he likes me. Can you fucking tell why? They're probably listening to this. I'm sorry, I'm only joking.
Will you fuck up, dude?
Sorry. But yeah, and then we did the gig was lethal. we were on with there was a Australian girl called Brody Snook. She was on, very funny. And then after her was another lady called Olga Koch.
Oh yeah.
And I had to double check. I was like, is it Koch or is it Cock? And then the first 5 minutes of her set is about it being pronounced cock. How much cock do you want? Olga Cock. They're both great. Demo, our boy Demo Clark, friend of Lavery's, he was emceeing, hilarious as usual. And then Shane went on, killed, and then I went on.
Same.
And the staff from Aiken were in and all. We were like the last gig happening on the Sunday, and like all the Aiken security guards and everything were sort of just, you know, wrapped up for the most part, and they all came in the back of the gig, which is pretty badass. So all in all, great times, and I'm playing Whelan's on like the 21st of October. Please, for the love of Christ, go to that. Well, that's it. That was my weekend. It was fun. Got a tattoo to show you.
Oh yeah, I noticed that earlier.
It's a lobster. It's not really. Cool. I got a scorpion, bro, because I'm big into my fucking astrology. Which one is it? Which one's the wanky one? Astrology?
Yeah.
Astronomy?
Scorpio.
I am actually a Scorpio, so it makes sense. If anyone is like, what star sign are you? I'll be like, I am a Scorpio, but that was very much based on how much space and what shape of gap that I had.
Yeah, fits it very well.
Yeah, just because I said our boy Jamie Donnelly, shout out. I mean, speaking of fucking reptiles, I think the guy breathes like once an hour. He's just like, if anyone was designed to be a tattoo artist, it's that guy. He's basically a vampire. I just have no heartbeat and just perfectly fucking perfect lines. And I said to him, if you got any cancellations, get me in. And he's like, no problem. Got one next fucking whatever day it was. And Wednesday or something. And sent him a photo of the gap. And I was like, well, I'll get in there. I was going to get a wee stick of dynamite. It's kind of weird. But I was like, but I'm open to suggestion because it's a weird shape. I'm like, I don't know what was going to go in there. Snake? Fucking scorpion? And he goes, funnily enough, a scorpion would sit in there nicely. And I was like, well, it turns out I am a Scorpio. Let me see. Will I see what the traits of a Scorpio are?
Yeah.
Traits. Is that how you spell it? Fuck off. Did I just say traits of a Scorpio? we'll go to traits of a narcissist after, and we'll fucking take another box around here.
People who look up their traits, that's a Scorpio.
Is it?
Probably.
Motherfucker. Scorpio and traits. Passionate. You're right.
They don't leave much out here.
I know. This is all the word. This is all fucking descriptions ever. Scorpio, let me see. Positive traits. Loyal. I would say I'm pretty loyal. Caring. Oh, bro, am I caring? Protective. Oh, very protective. Dedicated. Disciplined. I mean, intelligent, debatable, we're a wiener cheese, intuitive, self-reliant, sort of, emotional, what the fuck are you talking about, wise, purposeful, brave, yep, that's me in a nutshell. What's Colin like? Loyal, caring, protective, dedicated, discipline. Negative traits. What's that word?
I have no idea.
What the fuck is that word? I mean, was one of the negative traits should be like not smart, not well educated, obstinate. What does that mean? Stubbornly refusing to change one's opinion. Yeah, absolutely. Fuck me. This is. I'm gonna get into astrology. It seems pretty legit. Stubbornly refusing to change one's opinion or chosen course of action despite attempts to persuade one. If absolute, that is me in a fucking, what's negative about that? That's not a negative trait. Suspicious. Maybe. Aggressive. You just go yes or no if I say any of these. Aggressive?
No.
I mean, you could be aggressive with, like, various things. You know, could you be aggressive in, like, your career? I'm aggressive with brunch a lot of times.
Yeah.
Compulsive? Abso-fucking-yes-ly. Domineering?
It's weird that they put that as a negative. Compulsive. Is that negative?
Well, it's...
In a way?
Well, yeah, it depends. You know, it's like... If you are a compulsive fucking eater, it's not good. But if you're like compulsive as in like, you know, you have an idea or something and you act on it right away.
Yeah.
Now you see, this is where I would agree that these are negative traits, because I would be compulsive, but then I would also be obstinate. So I would go, fuck yeah, I want to do that now. And then I'd be like, I'm stubborn. I'm refusing to change one's opinion or chosen course of action. So that is definitely me. So I'll be like, I want to do this and I want to do it now. And then Maureen will be like, oh yeah, do another thing. And I'm like, fuck off. I'm trying to do my first thing. So that's definitely accurate. Obsessive?
I don't know. No?
Maybe about certain things. I don't know. I should be a bit more obsessive about certain things. Brooding? What does that mean? Like you want to have a baby? Or is that broody? Hold on, brooding. Welcome back to this section. Colin learns words. Colin's vocab. Engaged in or showing deep thought about something that makes one sad, angry, or worried. Fuck off, I don't do that. Cunting. Cunning. You see, you need to keep checking what exactly the meaning of it is. Cunning? Am I cunning? Having or showing skill in achieving one's ends by deceit or evasion. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about deceit, because I'm not good at lying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would just turn up and be like, yeah, we're fucking... This is illegal, what I'm doing. Like, be the worst fucking... Worst criminal of all time. What are you guys doing in here? Well, I just thought I'd rob it, because need the money, you know? Jealous... Probably jealous. Definitely envious, which is a different thing. I think.
Yeah.
You know, I would definitely see a thing and be like, oh man, that's pretty cool. I wish I had that. But not like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
He's got that. Possessive. Okay. Okay. Competitive. Probably.
No, yeah. Not really a negative trait, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm definitely competitive. And it sometimes it doesn't really suit when you're supposed to be a quote-unquote artist. You know? So what I'm saying is I got a tattoo. And I'm at the point now, it's just like if someone rang me up and they're like, do you want to get a tattoo in 20 minutes? I'd be like, yeah, just fucking do the full Tyson around my eye. I don't give a shit. But what I will say is don't get anything in the pit of your elbow.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Fucking, you see the sweat I do getting the tattoo? Like, they put you on that leather seat all wrapped up in cling film and you're just like gushing sweat out of your asshole. I know it was annoying. I was sitting on a stool which was lowered to its lowest capacity, you know, as low as you go, which was still a little bit high to be sitting with my arm like this. Like, you're never like really comfortable in a tattoo. You're always stuck in some fucking, like, you know, Guantanamo Bay stress position with your arm twisted around like this, which is, you know, anyone can move freely for the most part. But then if someone was like, just hold your arm like this for half an hour, you walk around the rest of the day, like, I've blown my shoulder out from just going like this. Oh, nightmare. But it's a lot of fun. I love getting tattoos. Great. And then I come home and Maureen was like, you better not fucking get all fucking ink and all over the bed. And what did I do first night? I'm an obstinate bastard. I was like, let me tell you something. This is all part of the process. I will just ooze gunge all over the bed. all over the white bed sheets. Now has just like fucking black paint all over it. But it's all part of it. You getting any more tattoos now?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Full back piece? Everyone, Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Everyone, I'm like, oh yeah, I'd like a tattoo from them. And it's like, booked till 2024.
Sometimes, I know it is weird. Like, how come in America we were like going to walk in and get a tattoo?
I think that was just a dodgy tattoo place.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, when you're like stepping over fucking dried out boat and all to get into the place.
And it stayed open till like 3 a.m.
Yeah. There's no way I could work a job like that. I'd be like, when do we finish?
I know.
Get me fucking out of here. But yeah, most people are fucking booked up.
Booked I think up I'd get ages. Like a clump of tattoos. So just getting like one.
I didn't know what you were saying. I could just get a clump of fucking, just a clump of tits. Eight. Just a bag of turf on my back. What do you mean, like go in and get like several in one go?
Yeah.
It depends, like if they're small. And like the way I get tattoos, which is like, well, some of them aren't, but like that woodcut style where it looks like someone's chipped it out of something and just stamped it on your skin. I can get that only took fucking like half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, I was in and out in no time. It was nearly like the end of the day. He was like, yeah, we're just cleaning up here. Hopping, that's it. Meh, fucking off you go. It's back in the car, like within the hour. But like I could definitely get like 4 or 5 probably in a day. And just be absolutely, God, just absolutely rigid. Where would you get the next one?
Arms, somewhere on my arms.
Yeah.
Work my way down to the forearms.
Start at the throat and head on down to the arms. I never understood that, like fucking just sitting there. Although I could never get a throat tattoo because it would just be like, you know, like sifting through chins, like they were looking through a filing cabinet. Where is it? Where do you want this? Oh my God, can you imagine just like any filling they had to do around the neck, just right on the throat there.
Ugh.
Jesus, fuck my arse. Disgusting. I'd love to get a thigh piece done. I probably mentioned this in the podcast before, but whenever Kevin Hart did his first gig in Lavery's, there was a couple came down from Donegal, and the both of them are tattoo artists. And the dude was saying that the last customer he had was Irish international prop Andrew Porter.
Oh yeah,
and he scored twice there against the All Blacks.
Up the raw.
And he was doing a big thigh piece on him. And he's like, bro, it fucking... He's like, I had to tell him to come back for two shifts. Took me all day. So I was like fucking... Like tattooing the back end of a cow.
Epic.
Savage. I'd love a... My thighs aren't exactly fucking dainty. Like a, you know, I would like a thigh piece. Ideally, I would like to be, you know, from New Zealand and be able to get my whole arse done on my leg. It's a shame. It's a shame that no one will ever do the haka at my funeral. That's my one request. Someone learn it. What the fuck was I going to talk about? Oh, I've done some fucking weird gigs this week. I was supposed to be off because we're preparing for the Fringe, and then, you know, shout out to our boy Ronan Boyle down in Strabane. He was like, do you want to come down to this tiny, tiny room? And it's literally called the boiler room, and do this. You do your work in progress or whatever. Bro, it was fucking lethal.
Was it?
It was fucking incredible.
Nice.
It was the size of like, it was fucking tiny. Like, it looked like a room where there were, like, quite literally the boiler room at some point. And he said, you know, I was like, how many people are in here? And he goes, well, legally 55, but there's 110. There was like, I don't know. There was like fucking, there was so many. I mean, like, you could fit 4 of these rooms in this garage right now.
Jesus.
It was so small. People were right up on top of you. The stage was like a pallet, basically. You're stuck in the thing. But no, it was fucking great. I forget how fun it is to go and do a gig when you're not responsible for it.
Oh, yeah.
Like someone else runs it, does all the shit, and you just turn up and fucking do your set and leave. And one of the boys that worked in the bar was like, look at that there, that was the other day. And it shows me this video of just a river running through the bar. They flooded. And he was just like, ah, that was us, no. And he's like, there's a bunch of lads at a table there just kept drinking. He's like, we're wading through the water with like pints of Guinness, setting it down. And the guy that owned the bar was like, go down and tap them for, you know, 40 quid. Places like flooded and I'm still walking about the place with a card reader. There you go. It's 40 quid, lads. Beep. See you later. Shh. Fucking swims back to the bar. Absolutely insane. But it was good crack. And Strabane, don't go there. I got out of the car. I was like, is this the Ukraine? Or where are we? Toilet. The people are great. Great people.
Jesus Christ.
Strabane. No wonder Woodsy changed his name and his accent.
Did I?
Rodney Woods. And then it did Pugs last night as well, which is just, I don't know what the crack was, but fuck me. I was waiting around the side to get in and just every fucking lunatic in the place was getting photos, like. Just walking past, just weirdos getting photos. Girls telling me they were like, they'd get a photo and they were like, I'm going to do some coke in the toilets here. Okay. That'll get you through the night. Jesus Christ. What sort of life is it when you can't go to a comedy night without taking a bunch of gear?
I know.
It just, you know what? And they're in and out of the bogs like fucking, you know, 15 times an hour. You're like, this is not fun. Oh, we're partying, man. We're on gear. We're having the best crack ever. You know, my fucking step counter's at 30,000 steps because I've went to the bog a million times. How was your night out? Oh, I don't know. I was basically just staring at the top of a toilet cistern. Fuck yeah, bro. You know what I mean? Unbelievable. Anyway, the good news is Frostbit Boy's back.
Jeans there. Well, the mother says we have to go anyway. We haven't much of a choice in the matter, but sure. It's a cold journey this morning. Oh, good. You won't be long getting frostbit.
When did he get sexy? You wouldn't be long getting rid. Look at this guy. I would need fucking, you know, hormone replacement therapy to get a beard like that. He's like Zeus over here.
I know, fuck me.
Jesus Christ. Strong. You wouldn't be long getting pregnant around this cunt. Everyone's like, let me read the comments. There's a lab out. He looks great. Cannot understand a word he's saying. Man's aged well, to be fair. Lad grew up to be a 70s denim wearing provisional Republican sex symbol. I called it. Oh, fuck. That's hilarious. Fair play. Fair play, dude.
Lost a bit of weight there and took, you know, got all sexy with it.
Fair play, dude. Was he not like some sort of country music star for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's revisit it. I know we've watched this before. We're going to have to watch it again. I'm sorry. But you know what? I'm glad he's doing well because, you know, he didn't ask to be thrust into world fame at a young age, you know, when he's just trying to go to fucking school, for God's sake. Frostbit Boy.
You wouldn't be long getting...
There he is. We've watched this before, but listen, it's never...
Take me down to the fair, sunny...
2 million... Oh, Lord!
Oh, fuck it.
2.5 million hits, bro! For fuck's sake.
Here's what I will say.
Production.
Nobody has ever made a good country music video ever.
No.
You're not getting like, you know, what's his name? Cole Bennett or whatever to make a song for like Garth Brooks. Even like, I bet you if you watch the Garth Brooks one, we'll probably get sued to death. But it'll be like, you know, it'll just be like, I don't want to spend any goddamn money on production.
The thing is, they probably do spend like fucking 20 grand on that or something.
They're just like, I'll get a young fella with the camcorder and he'll tell me to walk along this jetty and stare into the sea.
There's Rory getting the bag sucked.
Oh, God.
The mother wakes me in the morning, heads all stuck into the bed. She's thinking the devil's out to get me, Lord.
Who is the owl doll? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, what they were insinuating there was that she had the teeth out.
Giving him the guck. Giving him the guck, guck, 5,000. You wouldn't belong getting plastered.
Sunday morning, last night, Santa Tammy Ward. I think my soul needs some cleansing. I'm a sinner still repenting, but I can't seem to wait.
First of all, the shoes.
Take me down to the fair old city of a country boy.
I love the way, you know, they're like, here's what we'll do, lad. We'll have about three or four setups. So we'll set you on the ride lawnmower there, and you fucking start to finish, you through the whole song there. You go through the whole song, and then we'll fucking get you into the bed beside your granny here. We'll go through the whole song, and by the power of editing,
music video,
I'll put that together. I don't even know where you would buy those shoes. See those brown, like, slip-on pointy yokes? If someone gave me fucking $8,000 and said, go buy me a pair of those shoes, I wouldn't even know where to go. Sitting on ASOS, pointy, brown, never getting the ride shoes. I think that dude would bang him quicker than she would. Fair play to you.
I know.
I mean, it's mesmerizing. You just can't take your eyes off it.
Some collection of shirts.
And then, oh. we'll give the impression that the time has passed by putting on a different type of shirt. I mean, it once again depends who's wearing that shirt, you know. You leave that open with a nice t-shirt under it. Nice beige chinos and a pair of Nike SBs.
I don't know.
You don't know. You
them short sleeves are just a killer.
I know, but if you rolled it up and put a packet of Marlboro Red under it. Never mind that. He did the glow up.
He did.
He's like, I've taken the notes there. I've taken the feedback and I've slipped away and come back.
I haven't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
Like an absolute fucking Roman statue over here. look at him. Loving it. In the most Irish kitchen of all, it looks like our fucking kitchen right now. I mean, if someone showed me that kitchen and they were like, "Where is that in the world?" You'd be like, "That's in Ireland."
Oh yeah,
without a doubt. But fair play to him. I know he had that run in with the Dolphins or whatever, which was a red flag, to be honest with you. Which is probably what should have been on the beach, in fairness. But you know, he's like, frostbite boy caught swimming 10 miles offshore with a dolphin. I was like, bro's not doing well.
No.
But he's thriving now, like. I bet you if you went to like one of these bars down around us, stroll in a Saturday night, you wouldn't belong getting begagged, let me tell you. Fair play to him. Fair play to him. Have you tried to book an MOT recently?
Yes.
Just to fuck it. What a segue.
Nightmare.
I'm not even, I can't be arsed. I'm just going to fucking not book anything and see what happens. It's just fucking impossible. We had our old Jeep, which we still have lying there, which we fucking took off the road basically, had an MOT booked. And Maureen rang up and she was like, listen, we need to MOT another car, but we have one booked in with a car that's not on the road. Can we change the details and take the other car? And the guy goes, no, all we can do is cancel it and you can sit with another screen open and see if you can rebook it on the new car.
At the rock.
Will you fuck up too?
Smart.
I was like, Maureen was telling me this and I was like, what's he sitting in front of? Like a fucking typewriter? Surely that would be the most basic of things to be able to fucking, you know, change.
Yeah.
Can I change one detail? No, I just basically look at a screen that can't be, you know, edited whatsoever. Okay, cool. What are these people doing, man? Is that a civil servant? Would that be a civil servant? In some place working for like the DVLMNI? What is it? DVLMO.
Probably.
Can you change the fucking reg? No. You're going to have to sit with three screens open, like you're trying to buy tickets for Kevin Hart in Belfast and see if you can get a fucking MOT. Fucking eat my ass, bro. No MOTs, fuck it. We're not doing it anymore. Fuck insurance, fuck tax. Who gives a flying fuck? Yeah, what a goddamn nightmare. Anyway, speaking of Kevin Hart, actually, I had this video. How spooky is this?
This isn't one of these like Illuminati type pages. We see, what's this supposed to mean?
I don't know if you've had this, but I've had people throw millions of dollars in my face to do something I didn't want to do. And what? Just, you've been off, yeah. Oh, they're in the room.
That was my way of chewing you.
I don't know who's put that noise over the top, which would make anything seem spooky.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? If it was two puppies like rolling around the floor, you'd be like, oh God, what's going to happen?
They're both going to die.
So basically what's happening here is... Who is that? Jeremy Clarkson? Who is that?
Is it?
Kelly Clarkson?
Jesus.
Don't you say it. Don't you dare say it. But that was always the issue. People were like, man, she's put on some weight. And they're like, she's just a fucking woman. You know? Just because she's not a fucking 18-year-old pop star, she just looks like a fucking someone's ma now. It's all good. I think it's Kelly Clarkson.
But I've had people throw...
So what she says here... Now, someone on the comments that were like, this didn't make it into the show. Big Kev sitting there. She goes, I've had people throw millions of dollars at me to do stuff I didn't want to do. And he's going, doing the old Gary Glitter. Do you remember Gary Glitter on This Is Your Life? We used to bring the girls round to play. What the fuck up with you? We're having a good laugh. Fuck up. And he's doing the old like...
I don't know if you've had this, but I've had people throw millions of dollars in my face to do something I didn't want to do. And...
He's like, hey.
What? Just... You've been off... Yeah. Oh, they're in the room.
That was my way of chewing you. Like, it's open dialogue. Yeah,
you want me to keep talking about it?
By all means, we can keep talking about anything.
But don't do it.
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether he's joking like... I've had people throw millions of dollars in my face to do something, and he's joking, going like, that's what we did. As if like, that's what's happening right now. We throw millions at you.
Yeah.
And he's trying to joke, which is probably closer to the truth, but...
Yeah, he's laughing a wee bit.
They've made it look like, you know, hey, let's not, you know, we're both very famous and rich. Let's not fucking, you know. You love to think about that, don't you? Like, if you just got two... Because there are people like that who are like so rich and sort of powerful, you know, that there's probably, you know, a glass ceiling above that, even where they're like, hey, don't get too out of hand. You watch what you say. You know, we'll send you to fucking Epstein's Island here. Cheeky bastard. I wonder, does that happen? I mean, you go all fucking conspiracy theory on it, but like, you know when people start to work up into the hundreds of billions, hundreds of millions, you know, and people are like, you know, you start to have to, I don't know, toe the line with people more powerful than that. Very spooky to think about. Darkness. I mean, does the man ever stop?
No, he doesn't.
The guy's got fucking shows. He's got two movies out. He's fucking touring all over the place, selling fucking 50 billion tickets. I would use that sort of, you know, like, leverage with people like around me all the time to be like, can everyone fuck off and just leave me in this hotel room for a minute? They'll pull the fucking wire end off myself. What are we at today, Kev? What do we do? I'd be like, fuck off, will you? I'm going to sit here and watch, you know, The Bear or whatever that fucking say. Did you watch any of that?
No, not yet.
Oh my God. I'll have to show you like, just like the sort of like some of the sequences in it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I was watching it with Maureen, probably a nightmare, and I don't know that much about filmmaking, but like you'll see a shot and you go, oh, why? Like so lavish.
Nice.
You're just like, why did that probably took a million takes and £1 million.
Yeah.
Just to see two guys walk into a restaurant. Like they do those. I don't even know if it's like, it must be a mixture of both where, because obviously they can do that nowadays. If they're shooting in like 6K.
Yeah.
They can do the fucking, dolly thing and then play with it.
Yeah.
Play with the actual footage. So like these two guys will come in, like charge in the door of the restaurant in a panic and the camera just goes like right through the restaurant up to them.
Oh, nice.
And you're like, how the fuck did that happen? Like, it's very good. It's very good. Especially if you're like, you know, if you're one of those people who watches like Anthony Bourdain and fucking Matty Matheson and all these things, because it's about like a high-end chef who now runs his dead brother's like sandwich shop.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically the gist of it.
Did you watch that Boiling Point?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's good. It's a oneer. It's all on the shoulder rig too.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
One take. How long is it?
It's like an hour and a half.
Bloody hell.
It's so intense.
Do they really do it in one take, or is there a few transitions where they like walk behind a, you know, a unit and they're able to cut in?
Yeah, I think there was a few bits where you're like, yeah, they probably could have cut it there. But a lot of it is just all shoulder rig and the sort of, there's a lot of acting in it as well, which yeah. is mental.
That's your boy Stephen Graham, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's like just a low-key beast.
He is. He's great in it too.
Do you ever see those little clips of your girl Jodie, how do you say her name? Comer? It's not Comer, is it?
Cromer. Jodie Cromer.
Yeah, Cromer. Yeah. Where she was basically like, I wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for him.
Oh, really?
Sort of singing her praises a lot. And she there's a montage I seen of her thanking him at like fucking, you know, 10 award shows.
Oh, nice.
And he's out in the crowd like, all right, kid, fucking, it's all right, mate. But yeah, he's a fucking just low-key beast, isn't he? He's in fucking everything. I must watch that though.
Yeah, it's very intense.
We're just full of clips today. It's not very often I watch a clip and I absolutely piss myself laughing. But I've seen this, and this is very much for the people who are watching on YouTube. Play that if you're listening, there's basically it's the clip at the start is one of these TikTok accounts where like there's some dude just doing sexy stuff. Like everything he does, he just has his tongue hanging out of his head. Why is he doing that? The whole page is him eating oysters and all like, just licking out a fucking, you know, as if girls are going to be watching me going, oh my God, hopefully he does that to my taint. And then this guy just takes the piss by eating everything with his tongue out.
He sort of looks like him too.
He kind of does. It's like, it just looks like, I tell you what, if just as he pops up in the background, Frostbit Boy had a series like that. Just him going around the country eating fucking, you know, 99s. Just sucking the tits off them. There's nothing worse than, I've said this in stand-up, there's nothing worse than dudes trying to be sexy. Like, it's so fucking cringy. It has to, like, I've seen this one video. So you got that guy who's all, like, sticking his giant tongue out and fucking eating oysters and fucking licking bits of bread. And then there's another one I've seen where there's a guy, like, chopping logs, you know, and he's a fucking hot guy and he comes out there and he's wearing, like, braces and, like, fucking work pants and he's like, thunk, thunk, and he's, like, trying to break these giant logs. And then he gets frustrated and he takes the fucking braces off and takes the top off. Come on, bitch. And he like fucking gets laid into it. And there's all these like, or what do you call it? Like stitching?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Duets.
You know, people fucking, you know, just reacting to it. Just absolutely squirting all over themselves. Like, that is so sexy. The way he cuts the... But then he, you know, like he lives up to it a bit. He like chop the log and he fucking go, good girl, and slap it on the ass and all. You're like, you're in the woods by yourself, you fucking weirdo. But it's, you know, it's just, I don't know, it seems cringy when dudes are like deliberately sexy. And then I seen one clip where it went viral where it was like an actual, there was a fire somewhere and there was like actual firefighters and there was one dude who's like yoked with tattoos and he's all wet from the water and he's like reeling up this thing and someone's filming him like candidly. And I was like, that's sexy. That's how you be sexy as a dude, by accident, you know, just do manly shit and have people notice. Have people film you. Just don't be out here fucking, you know. Imagine sitting in a restaurant next to that guy and you're just trying to fucking eat your starter and he's like, okay, you take a video of me, please. Like, you know, just eating things that look like fucking someone's puss. I'm just happen to be eating this pastrami sandwich. Putting his dick in a fucking baguette. We're a wiener cheese. Oh fuck, how long have we chatted for?
1 hour
by Christ. We'll switch her over to the half hour power hour very shortly. I'll leave you with this is a good it's not positive, I mean his friend died. This was Paddy Pimblett right after his win there at the weekend. You see this?
Yeah.
I woke up on...
This is Colin Dawes' self-help via other people. Here we go.
Friday morning at 4 a.m. to a message that one of my friends back home had killed himself. This is 5 hours before me weighing. So Ricky, lad, that's for you. But there's a stigma in this world that men can't talk. Listen, if you're a man and you've got weight on your shoulders and you think the only way you can solve it's by killing yourself, please speak to someone. Speak to anyone. People would rather, I know I'd rather me mate cry on my shoulder than go to his funeral next week. So please, let's get rid of this stigma and men start talking.
There we go.
There you go.
And on a positive message for all the guys out there, let's normalize mental health issues. Man, he really fucking switched gears, didn't he? He's fucking just mad bastard all the time. And then he's like, while I have you.
Yeah. Shane Todd.
You cry on Shane Todd's shoulder, you'd be like, can I change my shirt real quick? Now, fair play to him. I mean, that was moments after choking a guy fucking out and twerking on his head, which he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
So fair play to him. Maybe when because Molly McCann, you know, his good bud there, she was at the last Liverpool show and, you know, she'd had a few pints. She let me know that I'd talked for too long. So maybe next time, bring Patty, you know, I'll keep the set short. Or I'll do it in two halves and I'll be like, right, you can head on if you've had enough of this shit. But anyway, what a guy.
I know they're like fucking superstars now.
They are, yeah. And they fucking, it's so hilarious when at the press conference and she's like, I haven't fucking sworn and fucking, and he's like, what are you talking about, you fucking, the two of them just fuck, and everyone on ESPN just going, dee, 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 dee. Yeah, but fair play to them, nothing makes more popular than fucking winning them.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? You talk, it's why McGregor was his biggest star in the world. It's like, you know, he talked a lot of shit and then he backed it up for a long time. And they're sort of, I don't know if they talk a lot of shit, but they're definitely interesting.
Yeah.
She's fucking spinning elbow on every cunt. And he's choking everybody out. You love to see it. Sure, Aaron fucking texted me the other night. He's like, what would be the chances of your boy Tom, is his name Tom Aspinall or something? What's the chances of him winning? And I was like, I'd say it's pretty high. And I think McCann put 50 quid on it.
Of him winning?
And your man fucking got injured immediately.
Oh, no.
And they had to stop the fight. And then. But anyway, I missed it all. I was in Dublin lowering pints like a motherfucker. But anyway, we'll get out of here. If you want to sign up to the Patreon, which I suggest you do, we've been cranking it, haven't we? Been absolutely cranking it, man. There's podcasts for fucking days. I still need to have my chat with Patreon directly to see if they can get me some goddamn playlist around here. But yeah, get onto the Patreon. It's all over there. If you're listening to this right now, I will have released my Godzilla show from the SSC Arena. I will have released that full special. It's like a fucking hour and a half.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. It'll be on YouTube right now. Check it out. Some of the jokes and references are a wee bit old because it's about 2 years old, but it still stands up. You know, back when you could say racial slurs and all 2 years ago. Now you can't.
No, no.
That's I know. We're fucking furious. Fucking raging over here.
There'll probably be loads of stuff from The Fringe on Patreon too.
There will, yep. Niall's coming with. We'll pack a bag today and see.
Yeah.
See what we need.
Podcasts.
See what we need to take. We'll do podcasts. We'll film the shows. We'll fucking, I reckon we just fucking, you know, spray and pray. Film it all.
TikToks.
Get back, see what happens. You know? But yep, that's all good. Get yourself an SSE ticket. Check the highlight on my Instagram to see where I'm on tour. You can flick through them all at your leisure. And if I'm coming to your town, get them all fucking ticket and we'll party. But that's it, guys. Cheers for listening. I'll see you next time. Stay safe out there.